FUBAR Radio. We don't want to go home.
How the sesh goes off. Sensing lads on a Tesco shop. Make sure you got socks on socks for all them girls on a retro bop. Call IKEA, get more seating. Tell Pro Green, go let Delevingne in. Kick out anyone you see tweeting. Snapchat ban if you're out here cheating. If a random wanna come round, better bring two crates and a cart and a snack. Tell Mickey, don't get lippy. Text your wife that you just popped out. 5 in the morning, the wine's still pouring. Don't let anyone try backdooring. Yeah, let a few more in. Session a man and I, they never get boring.
We don't wanna go home, yeah. We don't wanna go home, yeah. The DJ just dropped an old school set. Now I'm trying to look around for a local sesh. We don't wanna go home, yeah. We don't wanna go home, yeah. The DJ just dropped an old school set. Now I'm trying to look around for a local sesh.
Who's got bugle? Why you bringing her? She gets on me noodle. You know where we're going, ain't gotta ask Google. To the sesh, took 10 cabs to the sesh. 200 fags for the sesh. I heard your bird went home with a lad at the sesh. We got mum and dad at the sesh. At the session, bird from Peckham. Weapons, said I dressed better than Beckham. Legend, but small talk, I'm not about it. I told her talks cheap, money buys houses. At the session, I'm a veteran, been here an hour. Done 20 Bensons, too many, many rackets. Tim Henman, Kenny Jackets, I'm into. You've had a Western.
When you're calling sick, half past six, still deep in the mix. Do a shot run, go get six. Come back, get straight back on her. You know them ones when you're calling sick. Half past six, still deep in the mix. Do a shot run, go get six. Come back, get straight back on her. Get back on her.
And Reese Sanders on FUBAR Radio, and that was The Sesh by The Manor. They were in with Harriet Rose quite recently and dropped an amazing freestyle session, which you can check out, I'm sure, online somewhere. Why do you keep looking at the aircon?
It's
that?
Really noisy. Isn't
it is
it?
Really loud.
Really
you can hear
it's
it.
Mad,
in
that fan, yeah.
Really? You can hear it really loudly in the headphones.
I don't know what to do. Do you want to fix it, Nat?
Mm-hmm. Well, at least everybody listening knows that we're at a nice temperature now.
Yeah, that's true.
Because normally it is
sweltering
hot in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Today we have got the climate down nicely. The temperature down, should I say. We can't control the climate itself.
Well, we technically are.
Yeah, we can.
In here.
So, well, just in the world, it's all our fault what's happening, to be honest.
That's true. Well, we've got a big entourage coming in later on, so it's just as well that it's nice and cool in here. So much body heat. I'm getting prepared by taking off my jacket right now.
Very nice top you're wearing as well.
I know. My sister got it for what equates to like £4 in India.
Your sister went in with the bargains.
She did, yeah. Just dropped it on me like a mic when she got back to the UK. You know what I mean?
She dropped it on you like a... Well, you are like a mic,
kind of. You know
when
you drop a mic? She knew it was a good gift, so she just dropped it on me.
How are we all anyway?
Good, you know.
Good.
How are you?
I'm all right. I think I might go for a name change, by the way.
Why?
So, obviously, I was calling myself Renzo Nottingham.
You were?
I'm now thinking Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are we feeling that, or is that a bit? Is that a step down from?
I think it's interesting. You just could be confused with
the other one.
With Reese, yeah, but Witherspoon. She's Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah,
and
but
I'd
when
be Reese Witherspoon because that's where you'll find me most of the time.
How about Reese Witherspoons?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's better, isn't it? Reese Witherspoons.
Yeah. That gives it that distinctiveness.
Yeah, I like it.
I'll see if it sticks. You know what I mean? I'll throw it out there.
Like
see
the
if carpet it
in Witherspoons.
Well,
each and every one different.
What do you mean?
Every Witherspoons has a different carpet.
Yeah, they're all as sticky as each other.
They're all really expensive carpets.
Yeah.
And every single one is different. There is no Witherspoons with the same carpet.
Really?
Really.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Why? Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Why do they spend so much money on carpet?
Well, Witherspoons isn't actually like a cheap built place. It's just the food is microwave meals, apparently, according to a staff member who once told me that. And the guy who started Witherspoon, a friend of mine worked with him not long ago, and apparently he was just wearing like Tesco jeans, Tesco t-shirt, and he's a millionaire but not a penny in sight kind of thing, you know what I mean? And he was saying that the reason he started Witherspoons was because the price of beer was rising, and he just wanted a normal pub that, you know, no TVs. They've started to put them in now, but they didn't, like, no TVs, your old school pub, you go in there and have a cheap drink and talk to people and socialise. So he started his own pub.
Is that why the carpet's so sticky, so you can't leave?
Yeah. He just wanted to keep it old school, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fair play. I don't know if this has ever been debunked or proved to be a fact, but they're called Witherspoons. I heard they're called Witherspoons because that was the name of his teacher who said he would amount to nothing. So he made them, he called them that, he called the chain that so that every time his teacher went down a high street,
I like that story.
I hope that's true.
I do hope it's true, but I don't know. I can't.
Well, let's test out your new name on the guests that are in and see if they pull a face or go, what?
Yeah. I'll introduce myself as Renzel, Reese Witherspoons, formerly known as Renzel Nottingham.
It's too long. It's too many things to compute there. Just say, my name's Reese Witherspoons.
Yeah.
Or we could just alternate. What we call you, and see what they react to the most.
That story's true.
The story about Witherspoons is true.
It's been verified.
Really? Amazing. I made that up.
What
a prediction. Oh. I totally made that up.
You are psychic then.
I'm joking. No, I never made that
up. Could you imagine if he... Natalie.
Sorry. Well, look, there are two Reese's coming in here today. There's you.
We have
another Reese.
And we have Reese West, the New Gen MC.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean New Gen as in the collective New Gen.
He's just from a new generation.
Yeah. And we also have PAP coming in. Snowy Danger, Splurge Boys and James Pike will
Pap,
be coming in.
As Natalie calls them.
Pap.
I don't know if they'll like that. So probably
no, they might do.
Pap.
They might have cameras.
They bring their own pack.
They are a fun lot.
They are the
PAP guys.
Lively bunch.
Does that mean I have to root it out?
It does indeed.
That's the rules. Reese two phones.
Four Super Voices now available for your phone. The latest software update will give you better indoor coverage in Nottingham. No good for me because I don't live here.
Why just Nottingham?
I don't know.
Some elitist thing going on. You're part of some mad club.
It's all popping off in Nottingham, you know. That's why I always talk it down, because in reality, it's just a secret member. It's a bit Illuminati-ish. Do you know what I mean?
In Nottingham.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not in them, then...
You're not in them.
You know what I mean? We've got, as Reese Witherspoons said earlier, we've got Reese West coming in. We've also got PAP coming in. We're going to be playing music from both and chatting to both. We got games for one set, I'm sure.
We've got games.
At least.
Yeah,
we've got at least one game.
Mm-hmm, we have.
Right? And we've got the usual weird stories that people dig up for us.
New stories, new music, some new guests, and a new game.
That's it, man. It's all new. All fresh.
Fresh. What a Wednesday.
What a Wednesday. What a hump day. I mean, what problems? Do you know what I mean?
No problems.
Yeah.
There's no problems.
There'll be no broker today because the world is fine.
It's finally been put to rights.
Well, the only problem is how to fit all of this into 2 hours.
We better start
That's
now.
That's it.
better start now. So, if spiders work together, apparently, they could eat all humans in a year.
Because you like spiders a lot.
I hate spiders.
I know.
I detected irony straight away in that sentence. At the moment, spiders mostly eat insects, although some of the larger species have been known to snack on lizards, birds, and small mammals. Snack, they said.
Yeah, that's just a meal. It's not a meal, it's a snack.
Spiders snack. Just typing away. Just writing up their little spidey dissertation. Bird comes by.
Just washing it down with a little coffee.
Do you know what I mean? Snacking.
What small mammal? What, a mouse?
Yeah, for real.
What are they eating?
What's a small mammal to a spider? That's the thing as well.
Nothing, because spiders...
Exactly.
Wow, okay.
It's fucked up, man.
I'm just going to say, right, before we start this, I know you hate spiders, right? Yeah. But have you ever seen that spider that wears a raindrop as a hat? Do you hate that spider?
Yes.
All spiders. If there was a spider in here now, we would not see Michael Payne. He would have left the studio and gone.
If it was wearing a raindrop as a hat?
Doesn't matter.
You can't be angry
at any insect. I now hate that raindrop too.
You can't be angry at any insect in a hat.
Of course you can.
I don't know if it's to keep itself cool or... what it's for, but it will wear a raindrop. There you go.
No, look at the spider though. It's furry. I don't like it.
That's cool in theory, but mate, I'm not trying to see that. I'm not going to be like, my arachnophobia isn't paused or, you know, I don't view spiders positively just because they do kooky things, mate.
Well, that's going to eat you, right, according to the story. So that you can go, that's a cute raindrop, and then when it'll eat you.
And it looks like it's just got two eyes at the front of its head.
This is a stupid story anyway, because I feel like if anything all worked together, they could eat pretty much anything.
Yeah, but how do you know they're not talking to each other?
They'd have to be carnivorous.
They are, they're eating mammals.
Yeah, exactly. But Reece said anything.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, if you were in a room full of...
spiders.
Yeah, what, or like mosquitoes. Work together, they could suck the blood straight out of you.
But you're talking about sheer numbers then. You'd have to bring only sheer numbers into it. I don't think that if all polar bears on the planet worked together, they could eat all humans in a year.
I'm going to say yes. Oh, well, no, polar
really?
Bears. But that's just polar bears. There's various different types of spider. If they said bears...
Spiders.
Yeah,
spiders.
But bears. For polar bears, would just come into bears then. So if you said all bears
still
work together...
Happen. Still wouldn't
but
happen.
Really?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think all the bears in the world could smash all humans, eat all humans in one year.
One bear could polish off a few humans
smash
itself
as
in a year.
That would be a
hell
smash.
No.
Do
yeah.
you know what I mean?
No,
like bears would just be dashing a couple humans down. That's one sitting, maybe three or four.
That would be snacking.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And then a few hours later, need another snack. Bank up more
but it
humans.
It depends on their diets and stuff, and their bears might be them weird animals that like eat once every 2 weeks or something stupid like that. There's that shark that lives on the seafloor. Been watching Blue Planet, clearly. Yeah. And it eats... It can eat once a year. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What does it eat when it eats once a year?
Billions of humans. And shit that drops down onto the seafloor.
Very filling. A whale's
weird.
Very filling.
But let's talk about how these spiders would do it, were they, to try and...
with the mouths, I'm guessing.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. At the moment, spiders mostly eat insects. I said all this, although some of the larger species have been known to snack on lizards, birds and small mammals. But in a report published in the Washington Post, experts said that the weight of all food eaten by the world's entire spider population in a single year is more than the combined weight of every human on the planet. Martin Niffler...
Sometimes you just got to go with the name first and then work the story around it. So I like to hear you reading out names.
Martin Niffler of the University of Basel in Switzerland. Okay, thank you. I stand corrected. Ball in Switzerland. And Klaus Berghofer of... Do you want to give me that? Lund University in Sweden published their findings and discovered spiders across the globe consume between 440.9 and 881.8 million tons of prey in any given year.
That's double. Yeah,
that's
But the second amount is exactly double from the first amount. Exactly double. That's such a wide spectrum to give me.
Why? It's a lot then.
Why?
Were they
thinking they might have lunch?
Yeah.
And dinner.
So double it, just in case they have lunch.
Sometimes they might be on three meals a day, in which case it's got to go
Some
up,
skip breakfast,
yeah.
You know
Yeah,
what
they're
mean?
Modern spiders, isn't it? So they, you know what I mean? They're just like on their laptops, isn't it?
Yeah,
snacking, isn't it?
But then you've got the weekend, you tend to have a bit of breakfast as well.
Of course,
well,
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
The spiders that... that means that spiders eat at least as much meat as all 7 billion humans on the planet combined, who the authors note consume about 400 million tons of meat and fish each year. They also highlighted a disturbing comparison. The total biomass of all adult humans on Earth is estimated to be 316.3 million tons.
That's a lot.
Even if you add on another 77 million or so tons to account for the weight of kids, it's still not equal to the total amount of food eaten by spiders in a given year, exceeding the total weight of humanity. In other words, spiders could eat all of us and still be hungry.
They're coming for you. That's what I'm saying. That's what I see from this, is that you don't, like, don't be nice to a spider now, because it's going to eat you.
I've literally never, ever been nice to a spider.
Me neither. Just, ever. Ever.
You don't, like, give it a little stroke and make breakfast.
I'm not going to go... Right. I say I've got arachnophobia within a certain extent. I won't go near a spider and, like, catch it or anything like that. But I wouldn't react like Justin would.
Yo, I'd torch this whole building
down if I see a spider,
I go hunting for his relatives. I'm that type of arachnophobe. You know what I mean? I'm like, I have to exterminate everything within, you know what I mean, within this close proximity,
like,
now.
He would have to torch this studio down with us in it, just in case we've got spiders on us after.
Can't have you coming out with any in your pockets or anything.
But I think this maybe proves you've got a point, because if you don't take them, they're going to come for you.
This is what I'm saying. I'm actually doing the Lord's work.
I think
but I definitely don't have spiders in my pockets. Just going to throw that out.
How do you know?
Exactly. I've got a few moths in my wallet, given, but no spiders in my pockets.
You don't know that,
though,
man.
Can't rule it out there, can you?
They're a sneaky bunch.
They might be hidden in the turnips of my jeans. You never know.
Exactly. It could be anywhere, fam. My brethren went toilet one time, said he pulled down his trousers and there was just a spider in his boxers just where your gooch goes, fam. It was just clutching there. It weren't even trying to escape. It had been so warm in his gooch that it was just clutching.
Oh my god,
that's so close to his bum as well. That could have
mad.
That could have been a bit like the modern day version of the woman who swallowed the spider. And it wriggled and tickled inside.
There was that theory that I think might recently have been debunked, that humans consume, I think it's like in the region of 37 spiders a year in their sleep.
Eight in their sleep.
Yeah. I thought it was 30 something.
I think it makes sense more than eight. That seems...
No, eight sounds... I don't even want one.
Probably had eight this morning.
Eight's too much.
Eight is too much. I think it's like 15. At any time, there are at least 15 spiders in any like house or flat that you obviously can't see them, but they're there.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently waiting for you. Well, I mean, I made that up, but
it sounds true. You said it with confidence, so I believe it.
But you're like, I don't live anywhere. I live in a tent now. I'm not going to any house.
I think what we should do is work together to stop spiders working together.
Yeah, well, I'm doing that already, mate. I'm like a fucking mercenary. Do you know what I mean? You lot need to catch up, if anything.
Mm. I might show Trump this article, because he'll definitely...
He'd be on a wall. Build a little spider wall, yeah.
Right, should we get into a quick song and then...
Yeah, I think so.
Come back, talk about this week.
Fever thoughts. Can't sleep. I got these fever thoughts. Can't sleep. My mind is climbing up the walls, telling me I'm stupid, cause he knows he's in control. Laughing at me crazy, cause he knows I can't get hold. Run around in circles, I'm just staring into space. And now I'm wide awake. They say you gotta get high before you come down. I don't need to come down, just need to find a fucking way to get these thoughts out. Deep inside this daydream, noise can't seem to stop it. My need for sleep is costing me my sanity, and now it's getting light. Damn right, this is a feeling that I recognize. Can't sleep. I feel emotional as I don't know what time it is, but damn it, I'm still up. Body don't feel comfortable, trying to readjust. Catching that delirium, I'm restless.
Where are you now? These thoughts are taking me down this rabbit hole. Red and white stripes are painting over these eyes. I'm fading slow. They say you gotta get high before you come down. I don't need to come down, just need to find a fucking way to get these thoughts out. Deep inside this daydream, noise can't seem to stop it. My need for sleep is constantly my sanity, and now it's getting light. Can't sleep. I got these fever thoughts. Can't sleep. I got these fever thoughts.
It's FUBAR Radio, can't sleep. And this is Fever Thoughts. See that? That was accidental.
You know what I mean?
Rhythm just runs through me. But anyway, that was Fever Thoughts by an artist who we've been debating.
We've been fans of this artist for years.
Longer than we've known, yeah, right. So this artist's name is Louis.
Louis, I'd say.
Is it Louis, right? But it has an S on the end.
Louis Theroux has a
But
Louis.
My cousin, Louis.
Can we not digress? Can we not digress?
Sure.
Real quickly, it's Louis. Or Louis with three eyes, right? Like the Roman.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out whether it's Louis the Third, or Louis the Third.
I would go Louis. I've been thinking it's Louis the Third.
I think it's Louis Theroux.
Yes, Reese thinks it's Louis Theroux's R&B alter ego.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just might have to just get him in so we can ask him.
I'll see who it is, yeah.
And if Louis Theroux turns up.
Oh, my God.
I'll be like, is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that this is your alter ego, Louis?
What if we got him in and then he just answered that question? And we went, thanks for coming in. Bye. Yeah.
Like, he was actually, Louis Theroux is my alter ego.
Yeah. Oh, he's nice.
What were you going to say, though, Reese?
Your cousin.
Oh, yeah. L-O-U-I-S. Louis.
And he's a Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly that.
But most Lewis's are L-E-W-I-S.
Do you know most Lewis's?
I know all of them. I know all of them. All of them. Hamilton, other ones.
Hamilton and other ones.
Yeah, it's the only one that I can think of now, Lewis.
I feel like Parker.
I know him.
I feel like Lewis as a last name would be L-E-W-I-S. That would be like Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, is more of a last name than... That's how you'd spell it if Lewis is a last name.
It's not necessarily more of a last name, but if there was a last name Lewis, it would be more likely to be L-E-W-I-S. Yeah,
I say that because I know a few people whose last name's Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Yeah,
anyway,
but I don't know anyone
Nobody cares about that.
I do. I want to carry on talking about this for the whole show.
Louis.
Well, but my old school friend, Richard Lewis.
Yeah.
Have a conversation
like
about him.
Richard Lewis is also a comedian that's in Curb Your Enthusiasm quite a lot.
Yeah.
If you watch that, Louis First Lewis. Very good. Is it the same trivia guy?
I mean, this guy's got a couple jokes, but
sure.
I don't think he's been in.
Larry David?
No, I don't think so.
Did he ever blow Larry David?
No. Did he ever. No, Larry
oh,
David.
Oh, no, Larry
Not
David.
Blow Larry David. No. Well, I mean, if you. If he has, I don't know.
I genuinely thought that's what you said for some strange reason.
Well, Reese. You said to me earlier, I'd like to talk about dogs.
I did. Well, yeah. So basically, I've gone through a period in my life where dogs have now started to turn on me. And before it was, I genuinely don't really like dogs. I don't know how you two feel about dogs personally.
I don't mind dogs at all. I like the concept of dogs.
The concept.
Yeah, I like the
mean?
Concept of dogs more than
what, like?
I like being like more than I like dogs being around. So I like looking at videos of my friends' dogs. I think they're cute. But if I'm wearing black and your dog comes around me, then I'm going to be a bit more hostile.
What if a dog does that licky thing that they do?
Like even more hostile.
Like, I can't really trust anyone who lets a dog lick their face. After everyone knows a dog licks its own arse and balls. Mm. And will eat anything on the floor. And eat shit. So... And everyone, oh, dogs have got the cleanest tongues.
No, but I feel the same way about cats or any animals. I don't want any animals tongue in my face.
I don't want anyone or anything licking my face when I didn't ask for it.
I don't really want humans doing that either.
Do you know, unsolicited licking of the face is a no-no.
I don't think cats don't really lick your face. That's not a thing
cats
do.
I've seen cats lick people's faces.
You haven't hung out with the right cats.
You ain't got enough money on you, man.
Yeah, true.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, just recently, I have... So... It all started, I noticed it, I was on the tube, and there was a dog, there was other people on the tube as well, but as soon as I got on, the dog just started going mental, and it was staring at me. It was a big, what they're called, St. Bernard or St. Bernard or whatever they're called, this huge fucking dog, went absolutely mad at me for no reason. It was actually last week on my way here. The other day, I was in a cafe, and then I could hear this little dog yapping, and it was across the road just staring at me through the cafe window, yapping at me from across the road. And then, a couple of nights ago...
How do you know they're barking at you?
Because I was sat in a cafe, and then...
Line of sight.
And I looked out the window, because I can hear a dog yapping from outside. I looked out the window. Across the road, there's a guy stood there, and his dog's just stood like... pavement, staring straight into the cafe, just looking at me, barking.
Amazing.
And then the other day, I was leaving the underground, and as I was, there was a homeless guy sat down there, and he had a dog, and I walked past with somebody else, and as we walked past, dog did nothing. As soon as I walked past, the dog just got up. And like started going for me. I gave the guy some change, and I was a bit like, "Oh, I take my money." You know what I mean?
Get your dog away, innit? Yeah.
So yesterday, I found myself googling. Not even intentionally. I didn't even realise I'd done it. It was like a subconscious thing. Found myself googling, "Why do all dogs hate me?" And now I'm starting to get a bit depressed in a bit.
Have you found any reasons as to why? Like theories why they might.
Apparently, they can smell. If you're stressed or scared, they can smell the pheromones that your body releases. But, like, how did that dog from outside a cafe know that I was... I didn't even know it was there.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now I'm concerned.
Maybe you're stressed about something else. Maybe it's nothing to do with the dog. Maybe it's just the price of the bacon in the place that you were.
True. Well, what I did find is when I looked online, most of people's answers to that question was, I can't trust anyone who a dog doesn't trust.
Oh, yeah. People say that, don't they?
Oh, really? So now you're getting paranoid about that.
Yeah. So now I need to know what's wrong with me.
Do I need to find an expert, a dog expert, in so you can have a chat with them? Don't kiss them. But, yeah.
Maybe they're all ex-sniffer dogs. And they're like, back in the day, if I smelt these drugs on you, I wouldn't have been able to shout about it. Maybe. But now I'm taking my fucking chance, man. Yeah, I'm free. This motherfucker's got drugs, man.
So, yeah, I'm starting to think that maybe there's a problem with me.
Okay. Well... We can sort that out. Have you been showering?
I want help.
You've been showering?
Yeah, like
That's what it is. Maybe he smells too clean.
Maybe. Have you been rubbing your clothes in meat?
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
How do you know when a dog's about barking angrily and when it's barking happily?
Oh, true.
Or when it's just saying hello?
Well,
do you know? What's
I've been bitten twice by dogs, and one wasn't that long ago. I went to stroke it, bit my thumb, and then another time was a dog that I'd known quite a while bit me on the back of my thigh in my own kitchen.
Ooh. Right. Did any of the dogs that were barking at you, did they snarl or bark their teeth? I mean, bare their teeth?
Yeah, the one that bit my thumb the other week.
No, the one like the Saint Bernard. I can't imagine the Saint Bernard being really ferocious. I can't imagine the Saint Bernard being on the fucking tube. Like, first of all.
But do you know what really...
Dog? How's that
massive
getting on
fucking
there?
Dog.
Yeah, and do you know what pissed me off? Yeah, its bark is so deep. Mm. You know what I mean? So I just...
Maybe you just wanted to give you some brandy.
Probably. And I just...
Hey, man, look. Put some brandy around my neck, man. But they can't talk. Yeah. Can't offer you a drink with words.
Yeah, that is
true. Got to get your attention somehow.
I bet there might have even been what you've dropped your weed, mate. You might have grabbed that real quick.
Exactly. Fucking dog across
and I'm
the road.
Just running away.
dog across the road could have been going. Don't you think it's fucking well expensive in cafes nowadays?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just having a chat with you. Just wants a chat.
I mean, that's actually my owner's cafe. Discount. Discount.
Tell him to give me a discount. You can't understand me, can you? Fuck.
Well, now my problem with the Saint Bernard on the tube or Saint Bernard on the tube was the woman whose dog it was. Kept giving it treats to shut it up. And that's like...
bribing it.
Like congratulating someone for misbehaving.
No, but what else are you going to do? You have to appease it somehow.
You're terrifying that big lanky pussy all over there. There's a couple more snags.
I wouldn't wrestle with one, but they're quite, I believe, quite gentle. They can't.
I think they are. Yeah, they're like service dogs, aren't they? Like they find people at mountaintops and shit.
They could smother you and kill you because they're so big.
Yeah, with love and kindness.
No, are they the slathery ones? I don't like them. Oh,
I think they can be. Yeah.
No, I don't want any slather on me.
Oh, I love Saint Bernards. You never. Like, I just loved them dogs because of Beethoven.
Oh right, yeah.
But that's probably a bit before your time.
I know Beethoven.
Oh right,
don't make me like dogs.
Do they not?
No.
I do. See, I'm like how you are with spiders is like me with dogs.
Yeah, but there's no film out there that's tried to make you like spiders, fam.
Eight-legged freaks won't do it, no justice, you know what I mean?
Arachnophobia, for fuck's sake, bro. Yeah. Like, there is not one film out there that's
Charlotte's
like,
Web.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Not seen it.
Film about a spider. What's the one in Babe?
The pig.
Yeah, but the spider in Babe that's really nice to him. It's like,
don't know. Spider-Man? It's quite nice, isn't it?
Spider-Man's a shitty superhero.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's one of the best. What do you mean?
Fuck off.
Yes, he is.
Oh.
I hate spiders, but I think Spider-Man's like one of the best. Spider-Man
would be first to get his shit rocked if it all popped off.
Catch Spider-Man. Are you nuts?
Of course. That's Superman. Superman. He is a Superman.
Batman.
Batman's not a superhero, though.
Yeah, but he's, like, classed as one.
Yeah, but he's not. Man's just... That's why I love Batman. Yeah, just some bolly, some playboy, owns a mansion, got bare pee and just hard as fuck.
Him and Iron Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're superheroes, though.
But Iron Man's a bit of a cheat, because he's got, like, a super suit. Batman's is just made out of, like, Teflon and biceps. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. This is very true.
Well, okay, so that's dog sorted.
Oh, look, there's a little Saint Bernard on the screen now.
Yeah.
Well, is there a way that we can... help me get over my fear of dogs. I was actually hoping that you two would agree because I didn't think you two like dogs.
I don't
dogs,
think you have a fear of dogs. I think you're just paranoid.
I'm quite scared of dogs. I will put that out there. So that I think they can maybe smell my fear.
You know what they say, once bitten, twice shy. And I've had a couple of them nips. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've been shy a long time ago.
I got run over by a dog.
By a dog.
I'd be scared of dogs if they were running man down. There's some fucking calculated dogs, not even to bite man and give me like, make me have to get a tetanus jab or something, just running man down in his van.
No, like when I was younger, it was a Labrador. They're supposed to be the nice ones, aren't they? But it ran towards me, but it didn't stop and then sort of knocked me down and ran over me. And since then, I'm not going near dogs.
Yeah.
If a Labrador's coming for you, I don't really like them. But I'm scared
Labradors.
Of them. Not that one. Prince. He was no Prince.
Oh, that's a good name for a dog.
Yeah. Prince.
Golden Retriever.
No, Labrador, Black Labrador.
Called Prince.
Yeah.
Whose dog was that?
My neighbour's.
See, I hate it when neighbours have dogs as well. That pisses me off. Mm. I don't want anyone around me to have dogs.
Okay. It's too close.
Yeah.
You're such a tyrant. I hate it when my neighbours have dogs.
People come round. I'm asking you to come round, not your animals. Don't bring your dog around my house.
I hate that. Why do they do that?
No. You see, that's a line you cannot ever try to cross with me. No. Unless you own a goldfish or... Sure.
Yo, would it's you want someone bringing their goldfish around your house, bro? Spilling all that water and shit.
Bro, you could bring your goldfish around my yard because that's not affecting...
Yeah, you don't have to touch it. It's not going to come near
exactly.
Me.
That can just rest on the table.
Imagine someone brought the goldfish around. Sorry, mate. I can't...
You said.
Couldn't leave him on his own.
Yeah, I feel like if someone brings the dog and I'm uninvited, you're like, the dog stays outside. You come in.
100%.
No
or do you know what? For that, the dog can't come in. You stay outside.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you sit outside there for a bit.
I'm a fucking idiot.
I need to get over my phobia of dogs because I've recently started seeing a girl who has a dog.
What kind of dog?
One of them British bulldog things.
Oh, yeah. So a British bulldog?
Yeah.
And have you met him, her?
No, and I've not met him yet. No. I will be doing over the Christmas period.
Oh.
And I need to get over my fear of dogs by then.
Okay.
They're really like, British bulldogs are cool, man.
No, I won't go with cool.
Yeah, they're just like little flat face, they're cool, like
Dobermans are cool.
No, they're not. They're the dangerous
cool.
ones.
They're cool looking.
No,
yeah,
but they're not. You can't spud a Doberman, bro. Be like, we're blessed.
You will.
What dogs have you been spudding?
You got
my dog.
No, I think the bulldog's all right.
They're not Doberman them.
Doberman.
What do you want to do? So you want some tips to get over your fear of dogs?
I was hoping that would be that there would be some kind of
class.
But instead, you just laughed at me instead.
Because it's pathetic.
It's not. This is a genuine. This is holding me back in life.
Fear. It's not fear. You just think that they don't trust you.
These are wild wolves. Yeah,
the domesticated canines.
The wild wolves. Yeah, that someone's brought into the yard and interbred.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? These are all interbred. Mm. So. Do you know what I mean? They can go, we don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what a dog's thinking?
No,
death. That's what they're thinking.
I have no idea what they're thinking, but I don't think that they don't trust me.
You're a trustworthy guy, though. You give off a trustworthy vibe. I come around you. I got stopped on the way in here not long ago. Do you know what I mean? No one can trust
me. Maybe dogs talk. Maybe it's all the sniffer dogs that have caught you. Dogs talk.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, like, you've got brethrens that, like, might have relatives. Like, I've got friends who have relatives in the police force.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know some things that maybe dogs have got sniffer dog cousins.
And yeah, like, true.
Do you know
like,
what I mean?
Like, dogs are like, oh, yeah, my brother's boy them. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Because he would be an officer of the law. Sniffer dogs are officers.
And
so.
Like, you'll put the catnip away, yeah. Boy, them are coming.
Maybe they communicate about you. And they're just kind of shouting you out.
Well, yeah. If anyone else out there has any tips for me of how to get over dogs, just email in, hump@foobarradio.com or tweet @foobarradio and give me your best advice, really.
Okay. And how to make dogs trust you.
Yeah.
Okay. Or if you want to bring a dog to the studio.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, I don't say I've got a fear of dongs, just bring them around me.
Bring a dong to the studio.
Yeah, bring one in. No, I don't want a dog in here.
No. But maybe just like stand outside with it so we can look out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Admire it from
on the fourth floor.
Well, send us photos of your dogs.
Please.
I like the concept of dogs.
Especially dogs in human clothes. I do quite like looking
That's
at
good.
Like
That's
dogs
funny.
In tights is good.
That's funny. You don't own a dog, do you, Natalie?
No, I do not.
Have you ever owned a dog?
No. I have had a rabbit.
Okay.
That's it. But she wasn't very nice.
No?
No. She used to be bitey. Smokey wasn't very nice. I had Bunty as well.
You had two rabbits called Bunty and Smokey.
Yeah. But that one of them had to sort of go because she used to be a bit bitey. And I thought rabbits would be cute, but they're not. They're horrible.
I had a rabbit. Its teeth grew down its throat and it died.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
R.I.P. Murphy.
Yeah.
So apparently, if you Google tips to get over your fear of dogs, you get 10 ways to help your child overcome fear of dogs.
Okay, maybe your mum's got to do this for you.
Yeah. But she's on holiday at the moment. So
we'll wait till she comes back. Get her back for this. It.
Uber everywhere from now on. Can't run into any dogs. And wait till she gets back.
There's nothing worse than those bastards who bring the dogs to the pub as well.
I don't think that's too bad.
Well, yeah, I think it is when they let them off the leash and just runs around. So I don't want kids to do that or dogs, you know what I mean? Just kids running around, dogs running around. Because then you have to pretend like, oh, so it's trying to bite your ankle.
Or when you're in the park and it jumps up you and they go, oh, don't worry, it's friendly.
Yeah, like,
I think I wasn't worried about it biting me until you said that. And two, I just didn't want any filthy little bastard jumping up me full stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want you to go and rub your trainers on my thighs, you know what I mean?
Or your mouth after you've been licking your own arsehole.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, so I'm having a breakdown. And
okay.
If it can help me, that would be perfect.
Cool. Mm. Well,
let's get into a song.
Yep.
And we'll just counsel you and console you while this is on. It's FUBAR Radio.
Johnson's. Oi, mind you, you don't do that. Not Biggie or Tupac. Get sticky like blue tack. From a city like New Jack. What you ringing on me vowed for? Pick up like Muzak. My mate said it's his birthday. Flew out with blue raps. Oh my G.
You don't do that. What you talking shit for? You ain't got no whistle. You don't pop no pistols. What you carrying a knife for? You ain't gonna stab none. You men are useless. Always been losers. Yeah. Said you're a G, but you ain't seen a box though. Yeah. How you man wanna bring it to the box though? Yeah. Rolling around with the holes in your socks, bro. Yeah. Me and my boys are cold like Moscow.
You don't do that. What are you telling them fibs for? You don't old man hostage. You ain't mad like Jigsaw. Around here it's cold blood. Bear man are getting weak more. Coming like Call of Duty. I'm staying indoors. Oi, my G, you're not welcome. Won't add to more album. Got burners, won't sell them. Did earners, won't tell them. It don't make me a drink, blood. No, go make yourself one. If I see feds, I'm dusting. Better put your belts on. Cause I got something in the glove box. Yeah, that's when the fun stops. Yeah, I smell pussy. Yeah, you just smell Dunlops. Yo, I thought you was bad, bruv. What you moving shop for? Yo, you man, a pussy hoes. It's what you get taught for. Don't lie to me, you don't do that.
What you talking shit for?
What you talking shit?
We got no whistle.
We ain't pop no sticks.
We ain't pop no pistols.
Got no wits.
What you carrying a knife for?
Ain't carrying that.
You ain't gonna stop me.
You ain't gonna do shit.
You man are useless.
You man are pricks.
Always been losers.
Just come to the beach,
yeah.
Man.
Said you were G, but you ain't seen a box though. Yeah. How you man wanna bring it to the box though?
Yeah.
Rolling around with holes in your socks, bro.
Yeah.
Me and my boys are cold like Moscow.
Yeah. Dude, no. Talking shit for? You don't do that. So what you talking shit for? Don't lie to me, you don't do that. What are you talking shit for? Stop talking shit, man.
I feel like, was he talking to me? Stop talking shit.
What do you mean? Have you been talking shit recently?
Just my whole life, really, haven't I? Just waffling for the last 25 years.
Are you going to stop forthwith after hearing that song?
Yeah, I'm done now forever. That's JK with his new track, Moscow. Absolute shell as that.
Big tune.
The visuals on that track as well are massive. Mm. If you haven't watched it, definitely YouTube it. Have you seen it, Natalie?
I haven't yet, no.
You like Peaky Blinders? Then you will love it.
I love Peaky Blinders.
There you go. Then you automatically love this video.
Oh, why? Has it got Cillian Murphy in it?
Yeah, Cillian Murphy's in it, yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Cillian Murphy just miming the words to the song.
I would watch that all day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What really happens in it?
It's just a Peaky Blinders themed music video, really. Oh. Very inspired by, and yeah.
Do you watch Peaky Blinders?
I watched the first season.
It's good. The new one's on now.
It's Birmingham, right?
Yeah,
which
all set
is
in Birmingham.
JK's
yeah.
from Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the Birmingham artists, namely JK and Mist, are really, really bringing back the creativity in videos and the visuals, you know. I know that recently music videos have gone down a route, if you like, and they've all been very kind of lo-fi, very kind of basic in a open space like a petrol station or a warehouse or a car park and stuff. And that is, like, for the most part, what, you know, videos do. People are just churning them out really quickly and fair play.
Yeah.
But I do love to see, and it is refreshing to see, acts like Mist and JK, like I said,
and
really
Jay Horse.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Jay Horse
yeah.
has definitely.
I really
put
like
him.
His latest video, which was
Buff
actually.
Daddy.
Was it? Is it Buff Daddy? Yeah, when he's there's a lot of drone action in the
swimming
pool. Yeah, that was directed by Phil Fury, who is an amazing graphic designer. He's done a lot of stuff with Nike in the past.
Oh, okay.
He actually, this is interesting as well. The guy who directed the video actually designed the artwork for Jay Huss's album. The bucket hat with the, all designed by him.
I think I know who that guy, not person on a personal level, but ended up on his Instagram not long ago. Yeah, very
fair
talented
play.
Guy.
Very,
very
talented
guy.
Yeah. And I think Foo Fighters stole his logo. I just want to put that out there well.
But I don't know if you have seen JK. I probably shouldn't really be talking about this because it wasn't designed for this particular platform. It's not for the radio.
Oh, right. I haven't seen it yet.
Have you not?
No.
I only say that because it's called Not For The Radio and I'm about to talk about it on the radio. He He mentions in that saying, because they're on about the new music video and his work rate and the way it's going, and his track was played on Power, season 4, episode 8, it was.
Okay.
The track.
I'm going to go looking for it now.
Yeah, just in case anyone wants to see the episode where JK's track's on. Toothache, it was.
What's Power?
It's 50 Cent's TV show.
Is that the one that he got full naked in?
Potentially.
Maybe. Because he got annoyed. I remember he tweeted about it and he was like, oh, they've actually shown the whole thing. That was
probably
that's why
was
I know.
Power, yeah.
That's why I
is
know that show.
Is that kind of like how Dappy went, oh no, they've leaked my nudes?
No, I think 50 wasn't as happy because it maybe wasn't as he would liked it to be.
Oh, right.
I should have got fluffer on the scene.
Dappy was very much like, oh, they've shown my nudes, retweet. You know, like, he was fine.
He leaked
it
himself.
No, oh, no, look at my massive...
He did.
Yeah, he admitted it, yeah.
As he said he did.
Yeah. It's common knowledge. He
oh, no,
it.
Look at my massive penis. Oh, what am I going to do?
Oh, my God, how could you?
Yeah.
But, yeah, and he's not for, and JK is not for the radio. He's talking about obviously becoming big in the in London now, and he's getting his name back. And he says he doesn't really care for like him and Mist. What they don't understand it. What I think a lot of people don't understand is here, they're as big as your Stormzy's or whatever, but obviously not. But in Birmingham,
yeah,
do you know what
course.
I mean? They are the celebs there, and they're biggest artists there.
Yeah.
Some people
course.
Are like, oh, this new art. Them man made it already, do you know what I mean? They've been around for years. They were clashing people 10, 15 years ago in parks and stuff like that. And then, so, when people say, like, JK's new videos come out and this, that and the other, he's actually done quite a lot of big stuff in the past that I feel has kind of been, if you remember, they did the straight up, no bullshit, no, like, you remember that? Mm-hmm. And then Skepta did a remix of it with them.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like, yeah, maybe it's now time for JK to
bust. Yeah, probably, man. Absolutely. I think he's like kind of Birmingham's. Maybe it's like it's comparable to a lot of artists from London, you know, that have been respected lyricists, synonymous with their area for ages. But then there will always be plateaus, won't there?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There will always be plateaus. But if you mention Birmingham for years and years, you're absolutely right. You couldn't mention Birmingham without mentioning JK.
Well, Invasion Alert as a whole collective back then,
exactly.
They were absolutely shellers.
Exactly.
Should we talk about ourselves?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We went to dinner the other day.
Okay.
It was sick.
Nice dinner?
Yeah, it was good. That's enough. Let's talk about
it,
other
then.
People now.
It's good, yeah.
I'm joking.
Where did you go for dinner? What did you have? Who did you go with?
Went Bone Daddy's. All right.
All right.
I don't think I know that. What's that?
It's a place you go and have ramen.
Oh, yum!
I didn't know what I was ordering. Bear in mind, I've lived in Tokyo. I lived in Japan, and I've eaten at ramen restaurants and still didn't have a clue what I was ordering.
Why? Thinking about it makes me want to eat ramen.
I want ramen now.
I really want a tonkotsu right now.
Why didn't you know what you were ordering? Was the menu and
no? I just don't have a clue.
Okay, all right.
For me, all ramen's the same. It's just a bowl of noodles and content, really.
Yeah.
Sure. So that's nice. And who did you go out for ramen with?
A very very good friend of ours here at the station, Mr. Harley...
Sylvester.
Whichever last name he wants to go by.
How is Harley? Because it was his birthday the other week, wasn't it?
It was.
He spent it in... Oh, he was meant to spend it in Barbados. I really sounded like I was going to talk about someone's holiday there, didn't I?
Like, ooh.
He went Barbados.
It sounds like it's going to be some juicy gossip. Oh, you never guess what.
Oh, Harley. Oh, he had a little holiday romance, didn't he? Flavio.
Flavio.
There's a guy called Flavio. Whether you're a guy or a girl as well.
Yeah, everyone's had a holiday romance.
Just a bisexual guy called Flavio that makes you think you're bisexual as well.
It's probably the same guy.
Just travels around making people fall in love
with everyone.
What does Flavio look like?
No, I'm joking. No, let's not go down that road because Flavio doesn't exist.
Oh, but I kind of want him to. Okay. Like, not when Harley, just generally a Flavio roaming around just for holiday romance.
Okay, maybe we'll save Flavio for Bone Daddies because that sounds more like the type of place he'd be.
Yeah. if there is any Flavios, if there's any Flavios listening or
please.
You know any Flavios, please get in touch.
Yeah, shout out.
Send us a photo as well.
So you're out with Harley.
Yeah, and he was meant to go to St. Lucia for a holiday, but he ended up going to Morocco instead because there had been an outbreak of the Zika virus.
Yeah.
Zika.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen that
Zika.
Written down.
Yeah,
Zika.
Me too. Zika?
Zika.
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 Zika, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is Zika, isn't it?
The Zika virus.
Zika. Zika sounds a bit too modern. Maybe it will be updated and be called Zika in about 10 years.
Zika sounds like a type of Barocca-esque pill. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I could do with a couple of Zikas this morning. I'd bang an headache. Do you know what I mean?
No, it sounds too much like Zika.
No, Zika to me just sounds like an exercise bike or something, like a brand of exercise bike.
Do you remember shoes called Zika?
Zika, yeah, the Clark
Special. The C's and S, the I's and E.
Yeah.
No.
There used to be a sports shoe brand called Zika. The C's and S, the I's and E. That was the little strapline.
I remember Zika.
Because they knew no one could pronounce it, because it was C-I-C-A.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I
so
guess.
That's why they had to tell you how to pronounce it, but make it into a cool strap line.
Yeah,
so it was like, the C's and S, the I's and E. It was almost passive aggressive. Like for ages, people have been going, hey, can I get a pair of those Kaika shoes, please? The C's and S, the I's and E.
It's probably not ideal for a brand if every time you have to go, this is how you say it. You should just be like, you should know how to say it if I have to explain it to you.
When my mum went to buy them for me, she used to say the whole thing. One pair of size six, please. The C's and S, the I's and E.
The same, do you know, the white appliances, Miele,
yeah,
or Miele as people call it, or
how do you spell it?
M-E-L-E-E, like Miele.
Mele.
It's pronounced Miele.
Oh, it's Miele, isn't it? Miele, isn't it? M-I-E-L-E.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, but we got an email from the company when I used to work for an insurance company, and they emailed us just saying, "Please remember, it's Miele, like Sheila and car dealer."
That's brilliant. I can relate, though, because people pronounce Michael Mikhail all the time.
Yeah.
And it does get frustrating. And a lot of the time, even if there's the tiniest mispronunciation, I just ignore them.
Mikhail. I mean, I would go for Mike.
It makes me angry. It's over my knee.
No, but it's not. I don't know how they're going for Mikhail. I'd say Mikhail. Because if you look at it, it's not Mikhail.
There's no C in the bitch. Do you know what I mean?
It's not Mikhail.
There's no C in it. That's what people say. It looks like it looks like Mikhail, though. I'm like,
it doesn't.
What? So Nike is Nikki, yeah? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Bikey is like bikey.
Bikey. I like it.
No likey. On the bikey. No, bike. Isn't Bicky.
No.
So
not.
When people say, oh, but it's the way it's spelled, I'm like, really though, is it?
No, it's not.
It's just your fucking assumptions.
Very true, very true. Because you don't, you know, like when you have the brook at the bottom, it's not a dicky, is it? It's a dyke.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, up north, they don't call their kids tickies. They're little tykes, isn't they?
Yeah. Is that just a northern thing?
I think so. Yeah, I've never heard anyone call anyone a tyke down here.
No.
I don't think so.
I thought it was like an American thing.
Your little tyke.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, maybe.
I've never heard.
Well, you've just made it sound American.
Yeah,
that's why. That's all you've done. That you
that's
just
true, yeah.
You just said it with an American accent.
Okay.
So that's fooled us into thinking shit. Maybe it is American.
Try Australian. You little tyke.
See now that actually makes sense.
Yeah. It's
Australian. Sounds. The tyke.
Yeah. I'm out of accents. Now,
let's find out where tyke originates from.
Anyway.
Could we? Oh, wait, Abby's gone. She knew that was coming.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm not doing that.
She asked me to research this.
So Harley, how is Harley? When you went to dinner, what happened? Anyway?
Well, what happened? He didn't get his fucking food, did he?
He didn't get two things: the Zika virus or his food on time.
One of Zika those, virus. I'd be okay with that.
Wait, what did we land on?
Zika.
It is Zika. And yeah, he didn't get his food.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't have to pay for it.
Well, obviously, if he didn't get it.
He did get it eventually.
He got it eventually. Okay, yeah. But we were already 2/3 of the way through ours. So.
Well, it's freebie for Harley. That's nice. Free
the
labels.
Funniest thing is, like, when we got there, Reese and I went out for a little pre-dinner, like, spliff. So we left Harley on his own for, like, 25 minutes.
He had to sit there
on his phone. And there was... Because, you know, like, a lot of Japanese restaurants, they have a great community spirit. So people that don't know each other will be on tables together. So it was just Harley at one end and this just random guy on his laptop with just bare equipment around him. Like, he was remotely producing a TV show or something from, like, the same desk as Harley. From the same table as, like, using it as a desk. So Harley got left alone with him for ages. And then our friend Ben decided that he wanted to come over for some ramen. So Harley ordered Ben's food. And Ben's food came way before Harley's. Way
did
before
Harley's.
Did he
order off menu or something, Harley?
He ordered like the first thing on the menu.
Do you know what my favourite thing about that situation was is when we got there, we had a waitress and she came over and she was really posh and polite. And then as soon as I spoke back, I was like, oh, I don't know whether to get the wings or the whatever. She went, yeah, listen, yeah, you can back them raps. She was like, you can back them rap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was rode all of a sudden.
And then, but she was cool. She was like, I wanted her to join us for dinner.
Yeah, yeah. You offered her some of your wings and stuff.
She was cool. And then our friend Ben got there. And then as soon as he spoke to the members of staff, he went from being like, yeah, I'll polish off this ramen to like, excuse me, my friend's dinner hasn't arrived on time.
Well, it was a bit Freaky Friday.
I can tell you who has arrived. It's not on time, but he's here. It's Snowy.
Jeez. Oh, nice. Nice.
Let's go to a song and then we'll just get them all
just in time for Christmas as well.
Celebrate life in Gucci. Ride Gucci. Let's celebrate life. Celebrate life. Boom. Come and celebrate life. From you have a roof over your head and you are sleeping. I beg you now, worry where you are sleep at night. I told you this one, so let me tell you this twice. Come make we celebrate life. Even though you're homeless and have a whole heap of stress, just give thanks, you are alive. The Almighty gave the health and strength to survive.
Survival on the fit, only the strong survive. But now we have to live it up and give thanks to life. Because life is a thing that money can't buy. We gotta stay focused and keep it alive to celebrate. Somewhere, somehow, now we have to elevate. Positive vibes, so we come and generate. To each and everybody, you want this, we delegate. So help me, they must shake, me say,
yeah. Yeah, I appreciate all and all the blessings from above. Give thanks to your health and strength.
Says come and sing along, it's all about positive vibration. Baby love, have you mentioned when the you know what? Leave it in a session when the coffee ramp with a bit of a bit of a rap with a rap with a bit of a tall. So pick up baby love, cause you are young general.
We gotta give more love, more life. You know we can't live right. Y'all know we're here to take flight. Out loud, gotta stay high energy, frequency. Start children up in the stein. Do it for the love, do it for the kids. More better men, how we live. More greens, less green, alkaline about it. More lemon in the water, in the morning, you order. You thanks for the bread, y'all know that's all we got there. Now when the bell time, Gucci, get your time to shine.
I live up the life you love, I live up the life you live. Every morning you rise, thanks and praise you have to give. Eradicate the negative, and be the positive. The life where you have it is a gift. All in it seems like a constant struggle. Be mindful of those who sleep and roll in the rubble. Who don't get no food, a kiss, a cuddle. So celebrate life at the double. Bam, bam!
Come and celebrate life. From you have a roof over your head and you are sleeping. I beg you now, worry where you are sleep at night. I told you this, so let me tell you this twice.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Come make us celebrate life. Even though you're homeless and have a whole heap of stress, just give thanks, you are alive. The Almighty gave the health and strength to survive.
Give thanks.
Celebrate life.
MC Navigator, bit of drum and bass there for your afternoon. Bang on 5 o'clock, we finished that tune as well. It's bang on 5 o'clock. It's Michael Payne and Rhys Sanders on Fubar Radio, and we've just been joined by PAP. What's going on? Some of you I've known for, well, in fact, all of you I've known for years now, innit? But throughout different stages. James, I've known you longest. James Pike. What's going on? Then obviously Splurge Boys, I'd say second longest, and then Snowy.
Last but not least.
Welcome. You just in time for Christmas, I was saying as well, being that you're Snowy.
Yeah.
Just a bit late, but we're gonna see if we can cram a whole load of shit in, including we're gonna have a little chat, obviously. Yeah. See what's going on with you lot. But then we've got a little game planned as well.
Okay. Say nothing.
So what is going on right now?
So,
with PAP.
In the world, you get me.
A lot.
Well, obviously, we put out a tape this year, the Chill on Bill tape, and we've been working on At The Tank 2, obviously At The Tank 1 that we put out, and it just went mad. And then everyone was like, we need it At The Tank 2, so we've just been working on that. And I think we've been working on that couple solo projects, like a lot of music, and then obviously like the production's still been doing a lot.
Yeah, because that's been a huge part of the rise of Splurge Boys as its own separate entity. Production, you've worked with some huge artists. For people that don't know, just blow your own trumpet for a bit. You know what I mean? Let people know.
It's kind of hard. I forget that everyone really. Mm. I don't know.
You work with man said everyone.
Just everyone.
Everyone.
Young Bane. You know what I mean? Everyone. Yeah. Everyone. It's more like
who ain't you work with?
Who ain't you work with? I haven't worked with Rich yet. I ain't properly worked with Gigs yet. We've worked with Volcano. Gigs that was on the Gas Mark 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come and speak into the mic. If you're gonna chat, make sure you lean in and
so yeah, we ain't done a production for Rich, but I had a tune with Rich and Scorcher.
Yeah.
On the Rocket and Scorcher EP.
Of course. So. Fair play. So between you, pretty much everyone.
Pretty much.
It's getting there.
Like, do you feel you're underrated though? When you really look on paper how much you've done.
Who don't rate Splurge Boys though?
Yeah, true.
Call them up, bring them outside now, he's on site, rolling around, fisticuffs, bruv. I'm 4 pints deep, bruv.
I don't think it's an underrated thing.
Stella's as well, you know,
Listen, these are the big ones as well, bruv. I don't do the little ones. Yeah.
There's literally already an empty one in the other room as well, and I'm sure that you've gone through that yourself. Yeah. We've got a little, you've got a slogan that Snowy.
Oh, of course I have.
Yeah, go on, what is it?
Win or lose, have a booze.
Right. Rhys is a very attentive guy.
Okay.
So I've created you a game called Win or Lose, we're on the booze. Jeez.
Okay, say nothing.
And whether you win or you lose,
I'm going to have a booze.
You're going to have a booze, basically. And obviously that being your catchphrase, what I've done is I've got 5 catchphrases.
T-shirt's coming soon, by the way.
I've got different catchphrases from 5 different artists. And for each one you guess right, you'll get 10 seconds as a plug at the end to plug yourselves.
Okay.
If you get all 5 right, you get a bonus 10 seconds, so you get a 4 minute, you can plug yourself with a 4 minute.
Anything you want to say.
What? Yeah, okay. Literally anything for
girth,
the 4 minutes.
Everything.
Yeah,
everything.
You can drop girth for the full 60 seconds
okay,
if you want.
Say nothing.
You say girth 60 times.
Girth.
I've got a new bar called girth.
And this is your prize. As well. So win or lose, you're getting this.
I don't think there's any alcohol in there, bro.
Yeah, it is.
That will be necked before we get to Caledonian Road Station, bro.
Probably before the game.
You know what? I think it'll be thrown away before you get to Caledonian Road Station, bro, if I'm honest with you. I'll buy it out of my own pocket, bro.
Yeah. Okay, so nothing.
Right, so should we get into our little game?
Are they going to shout out the answers?
So, should we go pen and paper, or should we go...
What we'll do is we'll play the clip,
and then you can discuss amongst yourselves and give us the answer.
Okay.
So, should we play clip number one? Wow. You want to play that again?
That's Big H.
Yeah, it is.
You just won yourself 10 seconds.
Clip number two.
What's my name? H-A-I-R.
This is quite a new
What's
one.
What's my name? H-A-I-R.
Quite new on the scene.
I ain't got a clue, bro.
Might have starred in Inception.
What?
I'm joking.
What's
his
my name?
His name sounds like he might have What's started in Inception.
Harvey Caprio.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can we have a ding every time they get one right?
There you go. That's two now. That's two dings they need because they got 20 seconds now.
I should have got that anyway with the H.
Ding, ding.
All right, number three.
Sounds of the surf.
It's Barrow.
Yeah. 30 seconds.
Fucking hell, man.
Hey, just keep chucking them in there. Fuck it.
Oh.
Jamie, yes. Yeah.
Oh, these are too easy.
These are
too easy. I'm going to give you some hard ones later.
You know what? They're not respecting the thing we've been about.
Do you know what?
Can I tell you a little story? Reese, yeah, messaged me today and he said, can you come up with some of these like famous MC catchphrases?
What time did I text you this, sir? 11 a.m. this morning. What time did you text me back? 25 past 3.
But he said as soon as possible. Yeah,
that's four
said,
and
as soon as possible
later.
That was as soon as I could possibly do it. Yeah? I send him back the answers. I had some sick ones.
Alright, cool. But the thing is, I wanted them to be as easy as possible so you could promote yourself for a full minute. Am I on tight trying to do your dirty? You didn't want to use that new plug. You know what I mean? Right, let's play the last one. Yeah, so you get the full 60 seconds.
Nasty.
Criminal.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Shay.
Taking it back now. Actually, they're capable, blood. Yeah, I wouldn't have been doing you dirty.
Guy, criminal's his guy, though, yeah. Still. Yeah, he's got a tattoo of him on his back.
As a prize, you win this.
Let's see what that is.
You got any plastic cups?
We don't, unfortunately.
I think you're going to need... You could probably just drink that straight from the bottle, to be
probably
fair.
Like a peach canoe or something.
Worse.
Fucking hooch.
Worse.
It's in the round. In the round
as long
the
as
same.
It ain't tequila, I'll nick this, bruv.
Go on.
It's wrapped up pretty heavy.
WKD, innit? Bruv.
Thunderbird.
Oh, is that... WKD, listen to this now.
How come that's got new branding?
If you mix blue WKD.
What, a Turbo Shandy's? Is
no, no, Turbo Shandy's. Smirnoff Ice with Stella.
Yeah.
If you mix blue WKD with port, it tastes exactly the same as Vimto and gets you fucking wrecked. On my life.
Oh, we've done that before.
Who's got, bruv, we used to drink them in the summer. Yeah.
And it goes with your jacket, mate.
And my eyes.
And your eyes as well.
You can't see that, though. Well, that's gone.
That's good.
Fucking hell.
Saved it. Not a drop spilt.
Never.
Straight into the beer. Stella. Straight into the Stella. It was literally.
It's a splurge boy move, bro. They mix everything with anything, bro. I've drunk snat at their ass before.
How many seconds have they accrued?
So they've got the full 60 seconds. Right.
Should we give them a countdown?
Yeah, have we got a countdown?
Mm-hmm. What we got to do?
You got 60 seconds to say what you want. Let the people know exactly
where's the show Sunday?
You. Everything will, like, you can't, don't say it now. Start on the countdown.
All right, cool.
We'll do 30 times two.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
What end are we starting at?
T times.
Yo, we're at the Den, yeah, this Sunday. Make sure you come down to that. Get down there early. Tickets now.
Chillin' Bill LP out right now. New LP coming start of the year.
Follow me on everything. Mr. James Pike, P-Y-K-E, Mr. James Pike, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Search my Vivo page, James Pike, yeah? Bare videos on there.
Everything that James just said, don't listen to it. Follow Snowy Rascal. No, it's not Snowy Rascal Danger. Sorry, it's just Snowy Danger.
Shame!
You got to do
it. I'm lagging.
Obviously, hit up, man, on the Insta Splurge Boy T, Splurge Boy Rocket. And also, yeah, where's all the nice gal in my...
If you go on the Gram Shutdown playlist, you can listen to Donny MC Remix, Zone In, and Push Weight. All that stuff's on there. Nah. On Spotify.
Gram
Shutdown playlist.
And where's all the gallium out there?
I'm paralytic.
Well done. You got pretty much everything in. Sorry.
If you would do us the honour of introducing Donny MC Remix, which we're actually going to play now.
Yo, this is the Splurge Boy remix to Donny MC Off the Chill on Bill Tape featuring P Money
Zorp.
And JME.
Zorp.
And it goes off ski.
Zorp.
Serious. My hat.
Shout out them, man, there, yeah? Large up you. Splurge Boys in there.
Okay. Splurge Boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same tools.
Yo, shout out the ones that roll. Shout out the ones that pre. Old type man like T.
Oh, yeah.
I am the ROC.
Oh, yeah.
Man complex with the we.
No.
More time ATT.
Yeah.
I rep the PAP.
Hey.
Say I rep the PAP.
Yeah.
Shout out the ones that roll. Shout out the ones that pre.
Yeah,
old type man like T.
Oh, yeah.
I am the ROC.
Oh, yeah.
Man gone flex with a P, hold tight JME, bro with the real OGs, BBK and PAP.
Yo, hold tight.
All of my fam mates that copped one.
Dunno.
Me and my Donnies are really on one.
Long team.
Rolling with shotties and riding shotgun.
Shortcut.
I bet the feds will take the wrong one.
This one.
PAP, you haters.
My crew.
OGs, the originators.
We got
cigarette, weed, and the papers.
Man off.
Takers, the man of ex neighbors.
Man like what, which trouble at my door? Knock, knock, chin, get spin to the floor. Always in trouble. Can't turn rock into rubble. Ain't soft, I'm hard to the core. Yeah. Check out the vids in store. Biz galore. Real blockbuster. Trust up. Bust more rhymes than buster. We make sure everything stays raw.
Everyone trying to get money. Live life, cook and curry. Plug that boat. Whip and crack that door. Thought you trap that coke. Why's your nose so runny? My man move too funny. Flexing tug. Trust me, you're not tuggy. Put man back in his buggy. Cause shit gets muddy. When I
fling on my skates. Original roller. You best remove that chip from your shoulder. Man can't give me that chat on roller. Flip like the old star tack on Voda. Name the YouTube man. Better know car boy, better know that boy's getting older. This ain't a brandy, it's Coca-Cola. Man, a man of vibes out, Stone Cold Sober, ayy.
Girl, get low when the Donny MC.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanna see you go hard for me.
Oh, yeah.
You just wanna see me go hard for you.
For you.
You know going hard ain't hard. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Tell your girlfriend, leave me alone. Stop ringing my phone about mom.
Oh, yeah.
Been a Donny MC pon set since P beat the tune and JME had to rest. Boy, better know. PAP man live on deck. Man girl come round, still get no rest. Just inside of that complex.
But, men I kissed during morning sex. Come in like morning bread.
Mad.
On your marks, get everyone set. Cashina and coming out tech check. Right pass on a gold teeth flex.
Aye.
Big R1 raw like T-Rex. Them men better have a bulletproof vest. Man ask the crew, I've Mac 10 pon deck.
Hey. Whipping,
whip,
riding around town flipping.
Flip.
Got something in the boot that's kicking.
Baseline.
Shape out the feds, man slipping. Flip it in sport, man zipping. Straight out of space, man tripping.
Hey.
On the weed and the juice, man sipping.
Hey.
Man want share, not chipping. They're not
serious. Who got shanked or shot? Man can't tell me about what's hot, what's not. All I know, I'm bare active. Whatever they say, don't catch that shit. Yeah, you know what comes next. Double check, maximum's on deck. Hold the mic and I'll flex. I'm a lyrical architect, JME's on the set.
Shout out the ones that roll. Shout out the ones that pre. Old type man like T.
Oh, yeah.
I am the ROC.
Oh, yeah.
Man gone flex with a P.
Oh.
Hold tight, JME.
Oh.
Roll with the real OGs, BBK and PAP. Go.
Inside.
That's the Donny MC remix by Splurge Boys featuring JME and P Money. We're just coming out of an interview with them. They just came to hang out. Also, they brought James Pike and Snowy Danger along with them. And it was a riotous event, to say the least. I think that's a bit of an understatement.
Mm. It was fun.
It was very fun.
I like that, man.
I'm pretty sure when we walk down the street to the station later, we're going to see, like, it's going to look like, I don't know, a scene from Street Fighter. You know when there's like smashed cars and windows left in their wake? You know
bodies
I mean?
Just
palm trees strewn across them. There weren't even palm trees down there before, but all of a sudden just this tornado of PAP just destroys everything.
Four pints of Stella at 5 on a Wednesday. I salute that.
Mm.
He's a big drinker though,
Snowy. Yeah.
win or lose, have a booze, as
have
he says.
Booze, yeah. He drinks pint cans of Stella like they're Evian.
I mean, he's from, he's a Millwall fan though.
Oh, that explains it.
They do that.
That's literally all you had to say. That perfectly explains it. We're going to have another guest in a bit later. But first, let's get together and see if we can put the world to rights. We were speaking about the theory that spiders could eat all the humans on the planet in 1 year if they really wanted to. And just to kind of go back to that for a little while, I think the biggest problem here that I see is trying to figure out how much Martin Niffler and Klaus Birkhofer get paid a year to be doing this kind of research, and why the fuck that is at the how have they, do you know what I mean? How have they come to this? How have they put this? How have they made this public?
Well, I sometimes see this with the stories that we get, and I think, who funded that research?
This is what I'm saying. Sorry, I didn't mean how have they made this public. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why the fuck did they make that public?
But one's in Switzerland and one's in Sweden. Do you think they're just mates? Just pen Skyping pals or it. Something? Yeah. Just
pen like, pals? Do people still have pen
I don't
pals?
Know, is that be nice, wouldn't it?
Clearly.
Also, Niffler is one of my favourite surnames ever, and I'd be happy to change my surname to Niffler.
Klaus Birkhofer is quite a good name
nice
as well.
That's strong.
Klaus Birkhofer.
Klaus Birkhofer to me sounds like a porn star.
Yeah.
Starring Klaus Birkhofer.
No, it sounds like an action movie. He sounds like an action hero. Klaus Birkhofer.
Or like a polite name for you. Oh, he got me right in the Klaus Birkhofer.
Are there any action, like combine it, action porn films?
Action Man and Barbie, that was the greatest action porn of all time, I think. Everyone had that little love romance going on, didn't they?
Really?
Action Man and Barbie in a shoebox under the bed.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, kids used to do that.
Oh, what, rub their action figures up against each other?
Action Man and Barbie used to get... Ken must have been fuming.
Yeah, but they've got no genitals between
them. Ken was too well-groomed. I could see Barbie maybe wanted a bit more of a rugged man, do you know what I mean?
Oh, what,
Ken was out here with his little neckerchiefs and V-neck sweaters and shit. He'd been a little...
Well, they had no genitals, any of them. So a lot of dry humping. There's no more they could do.
Yeah.
They're androgynous.
Yeah.
Technically. Well. Yeah, got to the bottom of that. Let's talk about an opossum that snuck into an alcohol shop, stole bourbon, smashed it, and drank it.
First of all, let's talk about what the fucking opossum is.
It's like a...
It's a rodent.
Marsupial,
of some sort.
I want... Oh,
yeah, maybe
it is
maybe a marsupial.
It's a marsupial.
I know
I'm
what
sure.
an opossum is.
Oh,
and I know what an
opossum
is. But I don't know what an opossum is.
I think an opossum is just like a possum.
Yeah.
I think possum is short for opossum.
There we go. There's a picture of an opossum for you. That's great.
And then show me a picture now of an opossum.
No, that's...
That is an opossum.
Opossum.
Okay, cool.
Not
what is a possum?
I don't know. But what's this opossum done?
Got fucking turned up.
Can I go? I just found the definition of an opossum. A prehensile-tailed marsupial, so you're absolutely right.
Whatever one of them is.
Ding that. I didn't know.
A marsupial carries its young in a pouch. Isn't that what the definition of a marsupial is? No, wait, am I lying?
No, I don't think they have to have a pouch to be able to...
I just want to say, do you know, for future reference, don't... Explain to me what a word is by using other words that I also don't know what they mean.
Okay, well, a possum, an American possum is called an opossum. So I think everywhere else it's a possum, but in America they call it a possum.
Right, okay, cool. All right, and a marsupial...
It's one of them, isn't it? It's the Australian thing, not a wallaby, I can't remember, anyway.
In Australia they have possums as well.
Yeah, they do have possums,
I was walking down this alleyway and I saw some on top of a fence and it made me jump and some Australian people laughed at me, so...
Yeah, and I was right, by the way.
Okay.
Being the geek that I am, marsupials do carry their young in a pouch. Oh. So fuck both of you.
Have you ever been wrong, though?
Probably, yeah.
Sure. Well,
quite often.
Well, what's this
opossum? That's why I'm so happy. So this opossum, this North American possum, has since been released back into the wild after sleeping off a hangover from when it broke into the alcohol shop. Michael Pettis... A technician at the refuge said a worker there found the opossum up on a shelf next to a cracked open bottle of liquor with nothing in it. She definitely wasn't fully acting normal. Pettis told the Northwest Florida Daily News the female opossum appeared disoriented, was excessively salivating, and was pale. The the staff pumped the marsupial full of fluids and cared for her as she sobered up. The store owner. Wait a minute.
Now, fuck off.
Shut up. That's not the store owner's name.
It is American,
isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's not. Definitely not. Yeah, I don't even want to say this.
Say it.
Cash Moore. Fuck off.
That sounds like American. Hey, I'm Cash Moore. That, yeah, that
what
is
do you
American.
Do? I own a shop.
Yeah, I'd call my shop that too.
I called it Cash and Carry. Cashmore. But then that's not a
but
thing.
But then if his name was Cash, he could marry a Carry because Carry is like an American
Carrie,
name,
yeah.
isn't it? Cash and Carry.
That'd be amazing.
Brilliant. The store owner, Cashmore, says he had never had an opossum break in before. She came in from the outside and was up in the rafters. And when she came through, she knocked a bottle of liquor off the shelf. When she got down on the floor, she drank the whole damn bottle. But it just goes how to show that even the animals are impressed with Cashes.
Yeah.
That, I think that was just a little bit that Cash added
a
bit of advertising.
And that's why it's in a different font. He put that in himself.
Their fonts. Make sure they read this bit.
I don't think he needs to clarify that he's never had an opossum break in before. I think we can assume that. I don't think we'll be like, oh, all these opossums keep breaking into Cash Moore's.
Yeah, I love the way he states the obvious as well. She came in from the outside.
Yeah.
I was wondering where she came in from.
I think she lived in the flat above.
It just came down.
Andy Dufresne away and just dug a hole with her.
There's not, but like, you know, animals like that are always likely to kind of get up to mischief and get into your property. So there isn't really much that I can kind of suggest to Cashmore.
There is something I can suggest to Cashmore. Is maybe like a nickname or something, or an alter ego, or.
No, but I feel like.
But
he's
proud. Nothing to do with the opossum, though.
No, the opossum
just
changes.
I'm not bothered about that opossum, or about the state of his store, or about anything getting broken or damages. I'm more concerned about how much his parents had to drink when they named him.
Maybe they had done a bottle of liquor as well.
Maybe Cash. Maybe Cash is short for something.
I hope so, because it's like Cash imagine Mir. If my family were like, "Oh, we'll call him Black and Decker or Belt." Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Cashew.
Could be cashier,
cashew, cashmere, cashish. Is that a word?
Cashish.
That word?
Cashish. No, you're thinking of hashish.
That's true. Yeah, cash. Yeah, maybe it's just there's that film in there with Sylvester Stallone.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah.
Such a good film. Mm.
So, and I feel like he was just Cash. Well, that's quite a good name.
Yeah, maybe that's why he's named it. No, maybe he's named after. That
it was. Film. It's not just the name Cash. It's his whole name.
Cashmore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's happy with it because everyone will talk about him and his name and he likes that.
Also, there is a journalist. I think he's a journalist. Pete Cashmore.
Yeah.
That Cashmore is his last name.
But that's not his choice. I mean, that's just what he's given.
Yeah.
But imagine, like, your name being, like, K-ng. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and he's Sand Urs. He's got a... I always have a problem with someone who has two first names. This guy's got two halves of one last name.
Like Robin's son.
Yeah. I hate that.
Well, good. I hope the opossum's okay now anyway in Cashmore.
Shall we,
I couldn't care less about the opossum, to be perfectly honest with you.
Go to a song, get our next guest in.
Yeah. Yes, we've got Reese West coming up after this.
A new level with the C notes. I'm from where kids hustle on a block and roll C-Lo. And niggas stay strapped like G-Bos. T-Nice with me week to week though. Life was different when they got him for that Rico. For a couple kilos, could've had him underground. He was living life illegal. Now we getting right in our pockets looking chicho. Sipping cappuccino on a jet to cans. Couple models getting lit, they the best in France. Got Leonardo though, catch me if you can. We had to kill Beijing and next year. Japan, man, this be hot, I could catch a tan. My demographic in LA, all Mexican. I love my supporters, they keep the check in hand. So every time I get a chance, I'ma bless the fam. What up, what
check
up?
It, check it, check it.
Pull up.
Yo, what up, Neff, Neff?
See, this is home of these guys.
Turn the music back up.
Check it. Pull up.
Yo, what up, Neff, Neff?
This is home of
Turn the music back up. Done created a dream world. Slept with my dream girl, brought mama that new house.
diamonds and mean pearls. Don't went to Africa, talk to the have-nots. Donated some uniforms, teach them how to have guap. Primo put the soul in it, I make the track hot. And this thing forever got the game in the padlock. I just want something real, I'm tired of the ass shots. Don't wanna go to the club, I'm tired of them trap spots. My generation stuck on stupid, showing guns on the gram, but no one use it. Sometimes I feel like I'm about to lose it, because the fake win when y'all know what the truth is. It's me, the F-E, R to the fucking G. My bars is gangstar, nobody can fuck with me. Rest in peace, guru, nobody can fuck with he. You rappers is cuckoo, better wake up out your fucking dreams.
Check it, check it, check it, pull up, pull up, pull up.
Yo, what up, Neff, Neff?
See, this is Harlem's ass street.
Turn the music back up.
Check it, check it, check it. Pull up, pull up, pull up.
Yo, what up, Neff, Neff?
See, this is Harlem's ass street.
Turn the music back up.
It's FUBAR Radio, it's Michael Payne and Rhys Sanders, and that's Our Streets featuring ASAP Ferg by DJ Premier. And yeah, that's a legend meeting a very exciting and popular rapper of the moment. And I love the fact that Primo has endured as a producer. Mm. Still one of the greatest in my eyes, but yeah, he hasn't fallen off at all. He's still very much a legend, still very much relevant. Rhys is looking at me like he just swallowed a mouthful of arse after swigging his tea.
Who the fuck made this brew?
I can name him, but I don't want to know if I
fucking
do that.
Fucking call that bastard out right now.
It's Fergal.
Fergal. Is this your first ever brew, mate? Jesus Christ, we're going to put a tea bag in it.
Can you tell me what's wrong with it? Oh, is it the tea that doesn't taste of tea?
Yeah.
I hate that this when it looks of tea. Try yours, because sometimes it looks like tea.
But
you know
not.
It's got milk and water
Fergal's
in.
Fergal's tea.
But like they hover the tea bag over it.
You just put it next to the cup.
Maybe we'll. I will see if it's a.
Mine's all right. Mine's yeah. The thing is, I don't know if I'm very. I don't know if I'm a.
It's not.
I would
good.
Call myself a tea connoisseur or anything.
Yeah, but you want it to taste like tea. It's the bare minimum, surely.
You say this, but I was talking to someone the other day who said that you frequently drink cups of tea when you're at their house.
Oh. Well, if you're offered tea, then you drink it, don't you? But it doesn't mean that you.
You're talking to someone that says I frequently drink cups of tea when I'm at their house.
Yeah. We were at your gig together on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, enough. There's no guessing time.
Yeah, but I'm not guessing. I know who you're talking
right,
about,
okay.
but it doesn't make me a tea connoisseur though.
No, but
it just
Reece
means
West,
that I drink a lot of tea.
Are you a
Wait,
tea
can we just finish this conversation?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, let's introduce
us. Get it over, bring in the guests. Yes.
We got Rhys West in
Thank
the studio.
You.
Yeah, well, fucking ruined the surprise now, ain't
she? Sake,
well,
man.
We've already talked about it being on air a lot, so.
We were leading up to this.
Right, let's crack on. So.
This is what's going to expose Natalie as a spy, you know. You notice, when we talk about great British institutions like tea, she wants to hurry the conversation. Because she doesn't know anything about tea. She can't talk about it.
I know what I don't like in tea, and it is that cup. I've got the same one as you, but.
What, the hot water tea? Let's move on, Rhys Weston, shall we, Nat?
Yep,
Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Want the tea.
Just
I don't
for
want
that,
the
let's
tea.
Give him another round of applause.
Yeah.
Rhys West is in the studio. How's it going, Rhys West?
Yo, I'm good, my G. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah? I'm very well.
How's everyone doing?
I'm all right, you know? Yeah. You've been a busy guy recently, haven't you?
Today I've been busy. Like, yeah. Generally, yeah, I've been busy.
You just done the Red Bull Grimer side.
Yeah.
Got to the semi-finals, am I correct?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Cheers.
What was that like for you? Like, it was was that the first time you'd been in any in a sort of scenario like that? Obviously battling, with like you know like that a kind of mini tournament.
Like I've been asked to do stuff before. Like I got asked to do Lord of the Mics before, and I thought it was a bit early for me. Like I wanted to be a bit. Further up in my career before I did that, and I've been asked to do Don't Flop as well before, and I thought that I know what Don't Flop is, and I didn't think that I would be best suited to something like that, and unless it was on beat. So when Red Bull kind of come along, and I knew what my team was gonna be, I was kind of like, this seems like a good opportunity to get involved and do, and especially after watching last year.
Yeah,
but I definitely say I'm like I don't think that I'm some mad battle rapper, but I turned up there.
Semi-finalist,
stuff,
bro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that I take it serious. Still, I was on stuff. Like, I was on stuff.
There's a good team as well behind you. Was it C. Kane and Tizzy?
And Yizzy,
Yizzy.
C. Kane and Yizzy, both, man. Sick, man.
Where can people view the battle as well?
Oh, it's on YouTube now. It's on YouTube now.
It's already there now. And what are the kind of pressures? Because have you done one-on-one battling?
What are the
kind of pressures that you know? There is safety in numbers, so to speak.
100%.
But there's got to be different pressures attributable to working in a team. As opposed to working on your own.
I guess. Like what I didn't think of too deep before I did it, and which when I was doing it I realised was quite deep, was the other towns that are involved.
Yeah.
So say for example somewhere like my friend was involved in a Liverpool team, and they don't get anywhere near as many opportunities. Even like we've got a Red Bull studio in London, and even like before I did my first recording there, there's loads of people that go through there, and I've been through there a few times. So for them it's a San Siro away trip, do you know what I mean? Like, so it's, they're here to mean proper business, where I'm kind of casual, like, here, but you know, I'm used to being here, it's a home day, like, do you know what I mean?
So, I hear that.
Taking all of that into, there's a load of circumstantial stuff and pressures and that, and it's not easy, man. It's not easy.
That's what I didn't really like about it, this, just being from Nottingham, it's just like a...
shout out to Nottingham crew, man.
Yeah, man, but like Nottingham's got some nang MCs, do you know what I mean? Some hard MCs, and they didn't get, I don't know the reasons behind it, but they weren't on the Grime side this year.
So basically, I think they asked Nottingham, and I think that Snowy was... Snow's my dog, and I think he just said that... he just didn't really want to be involved. He had other stuff to do.
Because he works closely with Red Bull anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Because I said if Nottingham have a team together and they get J.I. and Shadow.
Exactly.
And Shadow and Snowy safe.
We were watching them
on their One Extra.
Yeah, yeah.
The one with Manga.
Manga,
that's sick, man. Because I was in Nottingham last week, actually.
Oh, okay.
And I did studio with J.I., Kaz.
Kaz is so dope, man.
Yeah, and Kaiser. So
you got a lot of new music with the Nottingham.
That's my guys. I've always like back and forth from the mids. Like, so that's why it was for me. It was weird with Red Bull because I knew everyone personally.
So it's also like
I don't have that like I don't know you, I don't like you sort of thing. It's like I know you. I know you're hard. Like,
well, that's what I first heard of you on an SBTV track featuring Snowy about two years ago, maybe.
Yeah, 2015.
And it felt like, was that kind of like the beginning almost for you?
100%, because I put together that track to kind of integrate me into the scene properly and get the people that I'm feeling in the scene right now on the track. Snowy was one of them.
Because literally from when I heard that track, I just saw your name about and heard your name about a lot, so it felt like... to me that you had already been around for a while and I had only just heard of you. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't understand that was the beginning and your name got popping straight away.
Yeah, to be fair, I did like a year before that, but I was more releasing kind of like general music, and then I was kind of like, you know what, I want to focus on my thing and the grind thing.
Yep.
And I put together 2015 was like a big pinnacle of that point.
And now you've got an EP coming out, 3D.
Just come out on 10 West. Yeah, 10 West. Group. Yeah, man.
Is that a label that you founded, or is it a label that you are a part of?
My gov is West, isn't it? Reese West, and literally just happened to be working with 10 West. Their name's 10 West. It just all made sense.
Absolutely.
Shout out them.
You're just going through the record label industry book, and you're like, this looks like a good home for me.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Same like, names, of all places. Yeah, 10 West, yeah.
That definitely exists. the record, the music industry book.
They wanted you. They were called 10 East before, and they were like, how can we present
it? Yeah, man.
And they just started positioning themselves in places that they knew you'd be.
Yeah, how do I lure Reese in? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
but the EP When Will I Learn is already out. How long in the making has it been?
I released an EP right at the start of the year, and I dropped that out in New York first, and then come back and then did the release over here.
Nice. What was the reception like in New York?
Do you know, I went to New York the year before,
yeah,
and I was supporting my friend on tour,
yeah,
And then I wanted to come back again because I loved it out there. Like the response and like the starting to pick up on grime now and it's refreshing. So I wanted to come back again. So I sorted out a tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I did about 3 bookings out there and about 5 radio dates. And one of the bookings I did as like a launch party for the CD.
Mm-hmm.
Got together like a in a shop in Manhattan called Group.
Right.
And I was about, I'd say about less than 200, more than 150.
Wow.
There, and I was literally ecstatic with that.
Yeah, just mate.
Just
like
me being able to bring a full room with that people.
Yeah, doing those numbers on your home turf for your first, a first headline show.
Mad.
That's a number I'd be proud of. Yeah, like, let alone.
I was so humbled. It was literally humbled me to a next level.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's humbled me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm going to be coming for this month after this. I'm literally leaving
it's
everything
crazy, yeah.
And I'm going to get an orange robe and I'm moving to Tibet. Basically,
I'm down, man. We'll pile up some rocks. You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm giving away everything I own.
I'm down, mate. So, give me a shout, mate. Give me a shout. Let me know the flat prices. But yeah, no, like literally, I did that. Was humbling, and like off the back of that, I come back and I had the CD was only 3 tracks. So when I dropped it over in London and did the release again, I was kind of like, you know what? I've got so much music that I'm sitting on, plus like with a load of artists that I was working with at the time, because that CD was with was under Sony and Lewis Shifty.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Shifty, I don't know if you heard of
him.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, he had some absolute hits.
He does a lot for Tiny Temper.
Yeah, of course.
And, do you know what I mean? He's had big tunes in the charts and that. So he's from my school.
Right.
So we finally kind of linked up this year and made sense. And we put together the EP and he produced the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of was limited to myself when I knew I'd been so active this year and I'd just come back from New York and that was inspiring me and I was writing. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to put together another CD. And that was 3D. And I literally hooked up with Jake from Ten West and it all kind of come together nice. So over the summer, sat down and got all the producers that I was rating at the time to send me instrumentals, all the people that I was working with, like, yeah, come in the studio, I've got this session booked, and just organically put it all together.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, let's get into one of the tracks from the EP now.
Just before we do, I've got a question from one Reese to another.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, like I said earlier, I'm from Nottingham, and I felt like I wanted a new name, right? I was going to go out with a new alias, a new nickname. So we came up with Renzel Nottingham.
Renzel Nottingham, yeah.
Recently, however, I've decided that I like the name Reese Witherspoons. Yeah. So obviously Reese Witherspoon. Which one do you think I should roll with from now? Coming from one Reese to another.
I don't think you should roll with the spoons thing.
No, man. I don't know, man. Reese Witherspoons.
That Nottingham spoons ain't great, you know. I've been there, you know.
There's a few in Nottingham, don't you? That's a
massive
blanket
one at the front. That one, being so honest with you, bro. I went there. What's the one next door's all right? You know the one by the... I had a bridge and a little lake sort of thing.
Oh, the waterfront.
Yeah, the waterfront.
That's the best weather streets we've got as well.
I went next door. It was all right, man.
Yeah, next door's better.
Nicer carpet.
It has, yeah, that's true.
Why don't maybe change it up and go call yourself Reese with a fork or Reese with a knife?
No, because then, I mean, I'm already stopped a lot on road.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And
they asked me, what's your name? Reese with a knife.
Reese with a knife.
Sounds like a confession.
With a fork, like, it could bang, though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
sounds like a third person confession.
Yeah, man. Spork or something. Like, get them all
Reese
in. Why not? Like,
Reese with a spork.
Get them all in.
Yeah, and I feel like spork is something that we should all be using more often.
Paints with the modern man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Reese with a spork.
And paints with the modern man.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
I feel like I should wear a cravat if my name's Reese with a... I think I forgot what he's called. Spork.
Spork, yeah. I think that's...
I'll be back in touch with an invoice, though, if you use that, man.
All right, cool. Yeah. You can do that. Where can we get in... If people want to find you on the socials, where are they able to get you?
On Twitter, I'm Mr. Reese West. On Instagram, I'm Reese.Westy. And Mr. Reese West on SoundCloud and Facebook as well.
The EP, When Will I Learn? Sorry, is it still available in tangible format? Because the artwork is amazing.
Yeah. So when Will I Learn? The video's on SVTV and 3D's across all digital outlets, man. So,
can you get it in tangible? Can you get it on CD?
The EP itself?
I don't think so at the moment, you know. Not right now, but I'm definitely looking into doing some hard copies, man.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do get in touch, because that album, that EP cover is great. Fucking sick.
You like it, yeah?
Yeah, it's really good. Tell us about that. Is that... two separate photos, is it?
It's actually three. Right. Three separate photos.
Okay, so top left, top right, and bottom left and right. Yeah.
Yeah, so three different locations, three different pictures, but with the same sort of pose and an outfit. Because I like with 3D, I wanted to show three different sides to myself. So it's three dimensional.
And like a little subtle advert to the groupies. Yeah. 3D. 3D when you buy the EP.
3D, yeah.
3D
yeah.
with every CD.
Yeah. Apparently so, yeah.
So when you say three different sides to you, is it what can people expect from it? Is it going to be like the Getz Ghetto and J Clark Cypher on his own? Is it kind of like how he's three different people, or is it?
That's a decent metaphor to describe it still. Yeah. But I would say like there's a side to me that everyone kind of knows, the normal Reese, and then there's the kind of polished Reese side. And then I wanted to kind of give them a whole new dimension, which is the kind of deeper me, and give some stories about myself and a bit of a bigger insight to myself, because I've been waiting to kind of to get to the right stage where I feel like everyone will listen to me and take in my deeper tracks.
So yeah. I've
been keeping it pretty general until this year.
Fair play. Good plan, to be honest.
Do you know what I mean? That would be the worst, mate, for if I did like poured my heart out on a track and it just went over people's heads.
Absolutely.
And then, do you know what I mean? Kistry are playing it in a couple of years.
That'd be so peak.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
all your feelings out and no one cares.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that can be very long. Before you go, now you've got everyone's ears, could you do us the honour of introducing this song that we're going to play from When Will I Learn? What are we playing now?
We're going to play Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
Oh, so playing Arsene Wenger.
The song that is When Will I Learn?
But the song we're going to play is Arsene Wenger.
I've got to ask you a question about this. Featuring Hugh Wizzy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's some like YouTube
guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got a show on TalkSport on that.
Yeah,
man. I know him personally.
Done a track with him.
Yeah, do you know what's funny?
Has he got bars on it? Is this what I'm about to hear?
Hugh's got bars, you know. He's got bars, mate. He's got that proper old school UK garage delivery as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
when you hear it, it's in the last like pronunciation of his words, like, oh, But yeah, no, Hugh, imagine he saw one of my, I did a one extra.
Yep.
And I dropped the lyric just because I wrote it just before I did the one extra. Like, no, I won't leave. Like, Arsene Wenger. And he's a massive Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
He's seen it. He commented on the video. And I seen a comment like, wait, who is he? Like, I watch all your videos, mate.
Yeah.
And I've messaged him. And then we've ended up just talking since then. And I put together the track. I was like, you know what? Hugh, get some bars together, mate.
And there he is.
On it. Yeah.
And we'll hear them now, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect introduction.
Venor, confident pink nose, confident tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar. Never. No, won't leave like Arsene Wenger. Confident pink nose, confident tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar. No, I won't leave like Arsene Possum. Get sent north like Larson Markham. Cause I've got 10 cars sharp in barging. When I'm on form like holding, hold him. Then I just stand and fold him. No, I won't leave like holding notion. I got the potion loading Trojan. What's top four to a Lenger? Never. No, I won't leave like Wenger. 16 make a man like Wenger. Drive a lap like Hector Bella. Cause I got vision like Ozil. Europe moves to world with Purcell. Burst through. Finesse sitting like Laka. All in your girls bought something like Xhaka. Never. No, I won't leave like Arsene Wenger. Confident pink nose, confident tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar. Never. No, I won't leave like Arsene Wenger. Confident pink nose, confident tenor.
What's going on, people? Won't leave like Kane. No grass, man, I don't play for the draw. This right here run deep in my vein. Man, I'm on snake like Adebayor. Old school man like Interpol. Wenger in on the principle. Never met an MC who could outdo me. None of you lot are invincible. Now watch what you're saying. Done it in New York, man, I'm not playing. Still rev like bro, grow to the end. And I done it in Europe like George Graham. Spitfire, but I stay Christmas cold. This year, man, I'm in business mode. No, I won't leave like Arsene Wenger. But let me ask you, bruv, is yours gold?
Never. No, I won't leave like Arsene Wenger. Confident pink nose, confident tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar. Never. No, I won't leave like Arsene Wenger. Confident
for the big notes, come for the tenor. Put an MC in the
ground. I'm an GHS though I stay holding it down in a soldier in a car. It don't matter, best cool for your back car. Now I'm gonna holding it up like a banner. Talking like you're a shooter, you must have thought that I was some rapper. Talking less, I'm a tacker. Take my north, what's the matter? More time get bad up. Man, old school like a car. But I'm down like gravel. Man, get twined for the banner. And then it's a cold, they got a back up. I gotta jack up them white, look jack up. My top's red and their eyes look redder. Say, man, we're down the road like Benner. Sitting in my chair like Wenger.
Never. No, don't leave like Arsene Wenger. Come for the big nose, come for the tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar. Never. No, don't leave like Arsene Wenger. Come for the big nose, come for the tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar.
Counter attack, Arsene Wenger, three at the back. Yo, like I said, launch an attack. Don't take crap, like Big Pat. Beating that, nah, you ain't done that. Twist MCs like a Wobi, twist MCs like Platt. Ursul Vision, spotted the Euro girl with a big back. Alexis Sanchez, man on a mission. Voice of things that I'm not ahead of him. Boom, boom, went past him like Bellerin. I'm a white boy going on every, just like Reese and Devlin. I'm a veteran Merson, it's hot property like Reese Nelson. Boom, boom.
No, don't leave like Arsene Wenger. Come for the big nose, come for the tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar. No, don't leave like Arsene Wenger. Come for the big nose, come for the tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar.
Way man, I'm slow, man, I'm impala, redder on a fence like so. Lay man in the grave like Jens. Left back in the dirt like Cole. Right back in the put a boss, boss. Come try chat to me, did the dog dog. Always ill with a glass and a put a boss. Anybody saying that I can't go, cut, cool man, Joe Bell, old silver. Ramp in the middle, get Jaffy and Sterling. For moving like Seth. Yes, you're a little rat and I don't like vermin. They wanna see me in a cube like Ox. So box, I dread just see me in locks. I got the power like Ox, power like Nox. Aim for the head when I whip it in the box.
No, don't leave like Arsene Wenger. Come for the big nose, come for the tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar. No, don't leave like Arsene Wenger. Come for the big nose, come for the tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar.
Yeah, mad times where the trap lines where the wealth is. I see these brothers on the block, but I gotta shot me. I'm that guy like Welbs is. So we step in the streets and leave belters. We teach LDC like Reese Nelson. We tryna walk through skies in nice settings. Even though we don't like flights like Dennis. The fan line's crazy, I back my favourite. Touchdown, bet they go mad like Lehman. I'm living in hope, hoping Jack might make it. Loose talk can get you sacked like graded. You ain't gotta pay over the yard, over the cost. That's something holding, show me. We ain't gotta watch nobody else. Nobody else has got a golden trophy.
No, don't leave like Arsene Wenger. Come for the big nose, come for the tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar. No, don't leave like Arsene Wenger. Come for the big nose, come for the tenor. Put an MC in the grave or cellar.
Includes our guests for today. That was Arsene Wenger by Reese West. I was just about to say that was Arsene Wenger by When Will I Learn. That sounds like what Arsene Wenger thinks every Saturday. To be fair,
shout out Reese West.
Oh, amazing!
Well.
Big shout out to Reese West, man. Very, very gentlemanly brother. Really cool artwork as well, man.
Nice guy. But have I been saying the name? I've said Arsene Wenger. Is it Wenger?
Some people say Wenger. Some people say
it
Wenger.
Is Wenger.
Okay, properly. Like Wenger boys.
But it's like how people call the Jose Mourinho, and it's actually Jose Mourinho.
Okay.
Mourinho.
Like Jesus is Jesus.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But I sometimes do that on purpose because I like the name Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
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 Just like a really sketchy version of J-Hus. Did you see what I done? No, but seriously, did you? Because I didn't want you to see what
that's
I did.
That's what Jesus did when it fed 500 and went, did you see what I done? Came with one fish.
Amazing. That concludes our run of guests today. We had Reese West just now, and we had P.A.P.
P.A.P. Hold it down.
Oh, mama, I love you. P.O.P. Hold it down. Legally blind.
Pimp Squad baby for life.
And we played a really good game with P.A.P.
And then we just played a really good song by Reese West, Arsene Wenger.
And now we're going to have some really good chat.
And we can stay on the football theme.
Yes.
Go
because
on.
The next story is aimed at the West Ham fans.
All right. Yeah. Well, since it's a football story, I'd love it if you told it, Reese.
Right, okay. I'll have to pretend I can read now then. get my my reading voice on.
I'm sure they haven't put any weird names in this one. This is all English football, so this should have no foreigners in it.
Yeah, that's how it works. And if there is, I won't read it. West Ham fans warned not to ring 999 as Watford defeat prompts emergency call. Now, this wasn't their last... This was a couple of weeks ago now. Right. But I feel like it's still a great story to be reading. Essex police have made the plea on Twitter and after the Hammers lost 2-0 to Watford in under David Moyes' first match in charge. They tweeted, ringing 999 because West Ham United have lost again and you aren't sure what to do is not acceptable. It's a complete waste of our time. Hashtag 999 for emergencies only.
I don't feel and I don't good. Think you can hashtag numbers.
You can't. No, you can.
Oh,
you can.
Can
you?
Can. Can I think you can. Yeah. Isn't it full stops or commas or yeah. The little positive piece? You can't do punctuation. Can't. Yeah. Okay. The punctuation is a better word for all that. Yeah. I'm just going to list all of them. Ampersand. Just to be here. You know, that's the show ended. I've gone through all of them.
I don't feel that's a very catchy hashtag. I don't feel it's going to stick.
Nah, me neither.
Will Hughes and Richarlison. We've got to a name already.
I don't know if that was a real because I did this earlier and I thought that probably is a footballer. Is that
Richarlison?
Yeah, yeah. Is that first name? He's just got one name.
That's another name that sounds like. But see, no, we were talking about names that sound like a surname splitting off.
I thought it was Richarlison.
He's got a first name that sounds like a first name and a surname combined.
Like Richarlison
sounds like a first name and surname.
What's his surname then? Or what is his
Richarlison is his surname.
What's his first name?
Rich.
Yeah, Rich Richarlison.
I'm really confused by this because why does it say Will Hughes? I thought it was like Madonna
because
or something. He has one name.
Some players are known by specific things. So like,
did I just realise? You know, it's his first name and his middle name are Filthy.
Filthy. Richarlison. What is his first name? What is his first name, please? It's not
maybe
Rich.
He doesn't have one. Maybe it's and.
Well, it's like Cher.
Maybe his name is Will Hughes and Richarlison.
Yeah, but it might. It
double
might,
barrel, triple barrel.
It might be a nickname. In it. But like Ronaldinho.
What? Ronaldinho?
Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho. Yeah. What's his first name?
Not Ronaldinho. It's Nobody not even knows. His real name. Ronaldinho is actually Little
Ronaldo.
Dinho. Or Enio, sorry. Enio is Spanish, I think, for like small, like little.
Oh, I think you'll find Richarlison is his first name. It's Deondra Drady is his surname. That's why he dropped
his middle name is The, essentially.
Richard Andrade. Andrade.
Right, so Richarlison is his first name.
Richarlison Deondra.
That's confusing. You're meant to have your surname on your shirt.
I don't think it would have had the same ring if you said Will and Richarlison.
It's 20.
I feel like Will needs his full name.
Oh, there he is. There's Richarlison Deondre.
That is him indeed.
No, his name isn't. Will isn't part of his name, by the way.
No, Will Hughes is another guy.
Yeah. I'm so confused.
Will Hughes is a blonde guy who used to play for Derby, now plays for Watford. He's about 22 and he's really good.
And that's Richarlison whatever his name is.
Oh, okay, as soon as he left Derby, I don't like to talk about the other guy.
Derby anyway.
Fuck
Derby.
I've no idea. Anyway,
back to the story.
Yes.
So Will Hughes and Richarlison struck for the home side to concede. I can't even read normal
consign
the club to its seventh Premier League defeat of the season, leaving them floundering in the relegation zone with no win in five games. Travelling fans voiced their discontent through the 90 minutes at Vicarage Road with protests against the board and banners calling for co-owners David Gold and David Sullivan to step down. When the police tweet was questioned by other disbelieving supporters, the force confirmed that, sadly, it was a genuine call. Who did that?
What, rang the police?
Yeah. That's a dickhead move, isn't it?
Would he have been a bit on the sauce?
On the sauce.
On the booze.
Getting lost in it.
Lost in the sauce.
And a bit of wicked and wanted to call up.
No, ever, never, ever again is this many people coming in. Because if I pull one more set of headphones on this table, I'm going to fucking freak out. An Essex police spokesman said, the force control room sometimes put things like this out there to let people know the sort of calls that they do get sometimes. It's a bit of a nudge and guidance to other people that should only be calling 999 if it's a genuine emergency or 101 if it's a police matter.
Definitely don't call 999 for that. Or for any football thing, because it's just...
Well, not any football thing. I think if, like...
He's using hooligan and smashing up a poor man on his own.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's probably that. Who do you know that who Ronald that Ronald fella you mentioned
Ronaldinho
earlier? Ronaldo de Assisi Mourinho, so that's why he shortened it.
Yeah,
that's Ronaldinho's real name.
Yeah.
To little Ronaldo, like Cisis. Coutinho's name, his real name's like Philip
Cortina.
Couldn't keep that name over here, innit?
Yeah.
Not playing for Liverpool.
Look, I've had my hubcap stolen. I don't even have any. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say probably don't. I think they should just wipe out West Ham in total for that.
The club,
just the whole place.
The place,
yeah.
Oh, the area,
yeah.
Mm. No, that might prove quite inconvenient for, I'd say most, if not all, of its residents.
Mm.
How many people from West Ham do you know specifically?
Three at a stretch.
Yeah.
At a push. Maybe one doesn't live there anymore. But I genuinely know people from West Ham that would be devastated if they...
It would have been a pain because I used to live in East Ham. So how would I have got through West Ham to get to the rest of my journey if you've just taken out the whole place?
Yeah, it'd be quicker because it'd be the next stop. You wouldn't have to go through West Ham. You'd just be there.
It's all right there. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about...
Don't do it. Well, unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But I don't feel like losing is ever an emergency unless it's your life. Unless that's what you've lost. Then
well, then you're a ghost, your kid, calling 999.
There's such thing as ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you've lost your life and you can call up 999.
Yeah, explain that. Why don't you?
How can you do that?
How are you going to call the boy them if you...
If somebody's lost their life?
Fair. Fair.
But then you're going to call the ambulance to come and take him away.
It's true. Anyway. That was good.
Good chat.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to wrap it up, but we're in an awkward time now where we can't really finish a chat and start a new one.
No, but you can
ask me.
So
you kind of got to drag it out of it.
But yeah. Callum McSwiggan's up next.
Is it? Callum McSwiggan's up next.
Yeah.
Who is his guest?
He's got the very brilliant, I'm excited, Leighton Williams coming in, the actor who is amazing. Oh, there he is as well.
There he is now. Look at that.
Hey.
For all our listeners that might not know, I always quiz Natalie on Callum McSwiggan's guest.
Because I remember.
But you do. But you don't. You no longer have to scramble for press releases.
No, I didn't
releases
even look at that because I remembered because I think he's brilliant.
Yes,
but normally you don't think his guests are brilliant.
All
is that
I
what?
Think all of
so normally Callum McSwiggan doesn't
brilliant
have brilliant. All right.
So, but Leighton is exceptionally brilliant.
Exceptionally.
So Leighton is better than anyone
no
else.
No. Oh my God. No.
Put him on a pedestal, why don't
you? Yeah. Jesus. You better come in here and be good.
What are we wrapping up the show with, Nat?
Well, I'd like you to pronounce this artist, please.
All right, shall I try?
It's a good song, but I really want you to say it because you're good at the
it looks like it says Tunji Ige.
Yeah, that's it. So
that's what it looks like. It says I could
perfect
be wrong and it could be Ige.
That's it. That's the
hopefully
that's
he's
with
one of those rappers that says his name loads of times in the first eight bars of the song.
Yeah.
Oh, so next week we're back for the final show before Christmas.
Yes. Perfect time to tell you that I probably won't be here.
Okay, well, what, we're just
doing I'm joking. Oh, okay.
It depends what the date is because I might not be.
Well then, it's no show next week before Christmas. Anyway.
Oh yes, it's true. I got this thing for you. Oh yes, it's true. I got this thing for you. Oh yes, it's true. I got this thing for you. Oh yes, it's true. I got this thing for you, yeah. Ooh, wicked thing, nah, wicked thing. Stab my pink. I was hoping that she could slide my way. Left lane, you could catch you flying down the highway. Cause she wanna ride with a nigga like me, yeah. She be, you won't tell nobody. Oh yeah, come on, ooh, your body. Nigga, that's just be my money, oh. I got this thing for you, oh yes, it's true. I
got this thing for you. Oh yes, it's true. I got this thing. She gotta know me and she really want to feel me, yeah. Nigel, all the way to North Philly, yeah. Who you know with a name like me? Don't be a catter, I don't take it lightly, no, hey. In the green, white, green, stepping on the scene. I'm finna do my thing. We can have a little fun.